I squinted around the truck. Do TV shows start an hour later in the back seat than they do up here? Who cares, Thomas said. It's got TiVo. Good, I said. It might be a little while before I return you to your regularly scheduled programming. Thomas let out a theatrical sigh. Why me? Because if I want to find Marcone, the best place to start is with his people. If word gets out that he's gone missing, there's no telling how some of them might react when I come snooping around. So you've got my back. What if I don't want your back? Cope, I said heartlessly. Your family. You've got me there, he admitted. But I wonder if you've thought this through very thoroughly. I try to make thinking an ongoing process. Thomas shook his head. Look, you know I don't try to tell you your business. Except tonight, apparently, I said. Marcone is a grown-up, Thomas said. He signed on to the Accords willingly. He knew what he was going to be letting himself in for. And? I said. And it's a jungle out there, Thomas said. He squinted through the thick snow, metaphorically speaking. I grunted. He made his bed and I should let him lie in it? Something like that, Thomas said. And don't forget that Murphy and the police aren't going to be thrilled with a Save the Kingpin campaign. I know, I said, and I'd love to stand back and see what happens. But this isn't about Marcone anymore. Then what is it about? Mab skinning me alive if I don't give her what she wants? Come on, Harry, Thomas said. You really can't think that Mab's motives and plans are that direct, that cut and dried. He adjusted the setting of the Hummer's wipers. She wants Marcone for a reason. You might not be doing him any favors by saving him on Mab's behalf. I scowled out at the night. He held up a hand, ticking off fingers. And that's assuming that one, he's alive at all right now, two, that you can find him, three, that you can get him out alive, and four, that the opposition doesn't cripple or kill you. What's your point? I asked. That you're playing against a stacked deck, and that you have no idea if Mab is going to be there to cover your bets when the bad guys call. He shook his head. It would be smarter for you to skip town. Go someplace warm for a few weeks. Mab might take that kind of personal, I said. Mab's a businesswoman, Thomas said. Creepy and weird, but she's cold, too. Calculating. As long as you still represent a potential recruit to her, I doubt she'd elect to depreciate your value prematurely. Depreciate? I like that. You might be right, unless, to return to the original metaphor, Mab isn't playing with a full deck, which the evidence of recent years seems to imply with increasing frequency. I nodded out the window. And I've got a feeling that I'd have had even more trouble with the gruffs I've seen so far if we weren't in the middle of a freaking blizzard. If I waltz off to Miami or somewhere warm, I'll be putting myself that much nearer to the agents of summer, who are also planning my murder.